Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthday of the singing troubadour and Benny Davis, clean things up, and take a trip to Hawaii. Last week, August 21st, marked the birth in 1895 in New York City of lyricist Benny Davis. He started out in vaudeville at age 14, later touring with Benny Fields and Blossom Seeley as her accompanist. The hit which launched his career as a lyricist was Margie in 1920 with music by Con Conrad. Davis also collaborated with J. Fred Coots, Milton Ager, Harry Axt, J. Russell Robinson, and others. In his last vaudeville tour in 1925, he introduced Oh, How I Miss You Tonight. In 1929, he scored the Broadway musical Sons of Guns and went on to write three editions of the Cotton Club Reviews. Active into the 1960s, he wrote the title song for the 1963 Connie Francis film Follow the Boys. Benny Davis died in Miami, Florida on December 20th, 1979. Here are three from the pen of Benny Davis.
But the one thing makes me sad, heaven's just a friend. across the way is a precious little thing called love.
Thank you.
Marian Harris singing the Benny Davis lyric to I'm Nobody's Baby. The music, written by Milton Ager and Edgar Santley, was played by the Paul Bees Orchestra. Tenor saxophonist Paul Bees worked mainly in Chicago at chic venues such as the Marigold Gardens and the Edgewater Beach and Bismarck Hotels. Marian Harris was born Mary Ellen Harrison, and her recording career began with Victor in 1916, where she made 19 sides over 3 years. She signed an exclusive contract with Columbia in 1920, and the recording we just heard was made by Columbia on May 27, 1921. She switched to Brunswick in 1922, but returned to Victor in 1927. Before Marian Harris, it was Annette Henshaw with the New England Yankees, February 20, 1929, and A Precious Little Thing Called Love, with the music by J. Fred Coots. And we began the show with the Buffalodians from a Banner 78 recorded in July of 1926, and Babyface, written by Harry Axt and Benny Davis. Harold Arlen played piano and provided the vocal. I'm Glenn Robison, and the name of the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Archaeological excavations of ancient Babylon have uncovered a soap-like material in clay cylinders, evidence that soap-making was known as early as 2800 BC. But on August 22, 1865, William Shepard received a patent for liquid soap. So here's a set of rapidly rotating records about soap, beginning with the St. Louis Levee Band.
I'll polish the leaves, make them green again, shake out the trees, change scene again, spring cleaning, getting ready for love. Sweep out the nook, down in Lover's Lane, turn on the brook, make it run again. Spring cleaning, getting ready for love. Dust off the wintry bowers, wash them off with April showers. Cover them with fragrant flowers, shine up the silvery moon. 'Cause you and I have a rendezvous under the sky, like we used to do. Spring cleaning, get ready for love. Thank you.
Thomas Morris and his Seven Hot Babies and The Mess, recorded November 24, 1926. Thomas Morris was described as playing a yodeling cornet and recorded prolifically in the 1920s, making about 150 sides. In addition to his own bands, he recorded with Fats Waller, Sidney Bechet, Charlie Johnson, and Clarence Williams, and also played in the Pitt Orchestra at Harlem's Lafayette Theater. In the early 30s, he left the music business and worked as a red cap at Grand Central Station in New York, and then became a member of Father Divine's Universal Peace Mission movement, where he played cornet and changed his name to Brother Pierre. Thomas Morris was preceded by Fats Waller and his rhythm and Spring Cleaning, written by Walter Samuels, Leonard Whitcup, and Teddy Powell. That was recorded by Victor on March 18, 1937. We began with the one and only record ever made by the St. Louis Levy Band, Soap Suds, recorded in St. Louis on May 12, 1926. Jelly Roll Morton led the band and played piano, although he's not credited on the label, perhaps by choice, given the rest of the performances on that record. The rest of the band members are unknown, and probably just as well. Some cleaning songs to commemorate William Shepard's 1865 patent for liquid soap. And you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, heard each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime online at www.radiofreeworld.com.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last week, August 22nd, marked the birth in 1897 in Newark, New Jersey, of the singing troubadour, Nick Lucas. He began his career in vaudeville about 1917, played clubs in Chicago and New York, and in the early 20s played banjo in Russo and Fiorito's Oriole Orchestra. His recording career began with Brunswick in 1925 with My Best Girl, followed by hits such as Brown Eyes, Why Are You Blue?, I'm Looking Over a Four-Leaf Clover, Tiptoe Through the Tulips with Me, and Painting the Clouds with Sunshine. In 1929, he appeared in the Broadway musical Showgirl and in the movies Show of Shows and Gold Diggers of Broadway. In the 1930s, Lucas settled in Hollywood, where he was featured for 100 consecutive weeks at the El Capitan Theater, led his own dance band in 1934, and in 1937 was a regular on the Al Pierce radio show. Nick Lucas was active into the 1970s and died on July 28, 1982. Here's Nick Lucas.
Thank you. at who's here, look at those blue eyes. Wonder what those eyes refuse me. Oh, joy, look at those lips, look at that sweet smile. Pardon and just please excuse me. Hello, beautiful, how'd you get so beautiful? How'd you get that sunshine in your smile? Tell me, beautiful, where you going, beautiful? How'd you like to romance for a while? When you're near, what joy and cheer you're bringing. Can you hear the bees and birdies singing? Oh, hello, beautiful, how can you be dutiful and still be mother's angel child?
Now that is the musical definition of crooning. Nick Lucas in 1928 and When the World is at Rest. That record's not in the best condition, but I played it over some others, not only for that fine example of crooning, but also because the words to When the World is at Rest were written by Benny Davis. The tune was composed by Sammy Fain. When the World is at Rest was preceded by Nick Lucas in 1931, accompanied by his crooning troubadours and Hello Beautiful, written by Walter Donaldson. We began that little tribute to Nick Lucas with a guitar solo, Picking the Guitar, recorded December 6, 1932. Nick Lucas, born August 22, 1897. I'm Glenn Robison, and the name of the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL FM 88.7, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at RadioFreeWorld.com. It's time now for This Week in Recording History. Yes, that's the part of the show where we play rapidly rotating records which have just celebrated a birthday, having been recorded this past week in years past. And here to start us off is George Olsen and his music.
Thank you. for a guy like me, and it's good enough for a girlie like you. If it's good enough for the daffodils and the farmers out in the lonely hills, then it's good enough for a girlie like you. Adam and Eve made love in the garden. If I've offended you, I beg your pardon. If it's good enough for the old Chinese, and the old Chinese are hard to please, then it's good enough for a cute little girlie like you.
Some rapidly rotating records from this past week in history. We began with George Olsen and his music and Good News from August 18, 1927, with the vocal trio of Bob Borger, Fran Fry, and Bob Rice. The Olsen Band appeared on Broadway in Good News, which opened at Cannon's 46th Street Theater on September 6, 1927, and ran for 551 performances. The story takes place at the fictional Tate College and centers around Tom Marlowe, the school's star football player, who is romancing the daughter of one of the school's benefactors. Unfortunately, Tom fails an astronomy final he needs to pass in order to play in the big game on Saturday. Connie Lane is recruited to tutor him, and they fall for each other. Next, it was The Rhythmic Eight, and If It's Good Enough for the Birds and Bees, written by Cliff Friend and recorded August 23, 1931. We finished up with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, who were Shaking the Blues Away on August 22, 1927. That Irving Berlin song is from the Ziegfeld Follies of 1927.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Turn on your radio and then you listen. Without a radio, oh, what you're missing.
Quick, what was the 50th state admitted to the Union? You had to think a minute about whether it was Hawaii or Alaska, didn't you? But Hawaii joined the Union as the 50th state on August 21, 1959. Part of Hawaii's flag consists of 8 red, white, and blue stripes, which represent the 8 main islands, only 7 of which are inhabited. But in fact, there are 136 Hawaiian islands, covering an area of 6,471 square miles. So here to commemorate Hawaii's statehood are some rapidly rotating records about Hawaii, beginning with Willard Robison and his Deep River Orchestra.
Dreaming of the blue sky, bluer than the sea, Hawaiian, blue Hawaiian. I can see two blue eyes smiling just for me. Blue Hawaiian, blue Hawaiian. By the blue lagoon, I used to ukulele too. To my honey loo, it was like a Honolulu honeymoon. How my heart is yearning, I'm returning to blue Hawaii. I'm so blue for you. Nights I learned to kiss still linger in my memory. Those palms that hid the light, those arms that held me tight, forever keep calling to me. Dreaming of the blue sky, bluer than the sea, blue Hawaiian. Blue Hawaiian, I can see two blue eyes smiling just for me. Blue Hawaiian, blue Hawaiian. By the blue lagoon, I used to ukulele tune. To my honeymoon, was like a Honolulu honeymoon. How my heart is yearning, I'm returning to blue Hawaii. I'm so blue for you.
Oh.
Some rapidly rotating records to commemorate Hawaii's statehood, August 21st, 1959. We started off with Willard Robison, his Deep River Orchestra, and his vocal in 1929, and Blue Hawaii. That's a different state from Hawaii, I think. Then it was Gowan's Rhapsody Makers and I'll Fly to Hawaii, that same other state. That was recorded by Jeanette on October 26, 1926, and featured an unidentified vocal trio. That recording was issued on Champion as by Fred Sharp's Royal Cubans. Multi-instrumentalist, arranger, and composer Brad Gowans was born in Balearica, Massachusetts on December 3, 1903. He began playing professionally in the early 20s with the bands of Joe Venuti, Mal Hallett, Jimmy Durante, and Red Nichols. He played cornet, trumpet, clarinet, and trombone, and invented an instrument he called the valide, a sort of valved trombone. In the late 30s, he worked with Bud Freeman, Ray McKinley, and Eddie Condon, and after World War II, with Jimmy Dorsey and Nappy Lamar. Brad Gowans died on September 8, 1954. And we finished up with the only one of those three records which sounded remotely Hawaiian, The Hawaiian Songbirds and Happy Hawaiian Blues. The Hawaiian Songbirds was the duet of Ted Broughton on steel guitar and Roy Rogers, oh no no, not that Roy Rogers, another one, on standard guitar. That was recorded in Dallas, Texas on October 25th, 1928. And guess what? We've got time for one more. Here's Ted Fiorito and his orchestra from April 20th, 1938, with the vocal by the debutantes and King Kamehameha. Thank you.
became a famous hero one day. He fought a native army and pushed it o'er the valley and crowned himself king of the Maine. When the fray was over, he took the island over, and this is what he had to say. Ua mau ke ea o ka aina I ka pono, ave ke aloha e. And on his throne he sat alone, waiting for a big luau. Royal maidens there were gathered there to greet him with a grand melakahau. King Kamehameha, the conqueror of the island, became a famous hero one day. He fought a native army and pushed it o'er the valley and said, Ave no hokie, Ave no hokie.
I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.